in looking forward to the Chiefs, you know, this team with very talented, and we know considerable guys, skill guys, and then obviously the defensive players up front. But Jamaal Charles is, you know, one of the best runners in the NFL. We know we've got to do a great job containing him. The quarterback, Alex Smith, has done a good job since being in Kansas City. You know, this is a team that got off to a good start last year, I believe 7-3 at one point, and then lost four of the last six last year. So, as I told our guys, this is a put-together football team. You know, the tight end, Kelce, is as good a target and receiver of the football as there is in the league, and a guy we know a lot about. And then they bring, you know, Macklin over from Philadelphia, who had a very strong game on Monday night. And then, you know, defense is led by Houston and Ali and Derek Johnson. They'll get Sean Smith back. They got Eric Berry back playing. And then their number one pick, you know, the Peters kid from Washington. So you got, you know, guys on both sides of the football that are very good players. So both offense and defense, we've got to play great football, but better than we've been playing.
What challenge does a guy like Kelce, who is a big part of their passing game, what does a tight end like that, what challenge does that give to a defense?
Well, he really is, you know, he's got great, I mean, very good speed. And you don't, you know, he's got rare speed for a guy that big, and his ability to run after the catch. And, you know, he's had quite a few of those, you know, catch and runs that are impressive to watch. He had to do a great job of tackling because he's going to run through the tackle. He's not just going to catch the football and go down when he's touched or go down when, you know, on a half tackle, you know, an arm tackle, whatever. He's going to run through those arm tackles. He ain't going to run out of bounds either. He's going to keep coming. So we got to do a good job. Well, you're defending the offense, and this is he's a big component in this offense. So,
you and Andy Reid are pretty good friends. He's been around the league quite a while. I said, what's an Andy Reid football team usually like?
Well, they're going to come out and really show you a lot of different things right away and try to get the looks, you know, that they feel like you'll be in and so forth and attack those looks. I mean, when you look at their openers and their starting plays to open the ball games and their script when they go into the football game, they'll give you a lot of different looks and things and you know, and then try and focus on what they feel like, where they can attack weakness that way. So it's been, you know, pretty common, and you look at and you watch their games and go through the openers each game, each week and so forth.
Because of the way the league has gone offensively, there's only really a handful of running backs who can change a game, wreck a game plan, whatever you want to call it. Is Jamaal still one of those guys?
Oh, I believe so. I mean, he gets the ball in so many ways. He gets the ball as a runner. He gets the ball as a receiver. And, you know, they're going to try to work to get the ball in his hands in a lot of different ways. And so, again, you know, he's a matchup that's not a good open field matchup for most linebackers.
Quarterback, a guy that stays in the pocket?
Alex Smith, you know, was a tremendous athlete, and he can run. He's got great speed for a quarterback, you know, at that position. And, you know, the challenge is keeping him in the pocket and getting him thrown out of the well.
With Eric Berry coming in, the Kansas City Chiefs, his story with Hutchins lymphoma, I mean, it's kind of an ironic twist, but what's your take?
Well, you know, he was such a fine football player, and he's back out there playing now, and looks like he hasn't missed a beat, and that's just awesome. What he, you know, finding out when he found out about it, having to sit out and do that and undergo treatment, and, you know, for him to come back and now be playing NFL football again is incredible. So we're very fortunate.
Kansas City runs a 3-4 defense, but you know, it's like saying I drive a car. There's a million different kinds of models of cars. So how similar is their 3-4 defense to others you've seen this year?
I mean, there's some similarities to it, and they do some things that are a little different. You know, they're really good up front. Justin Houston is one of the best pass rushers in this league, and so we know what we're going up against. You know, and they got Tom Ali on the other side. So, I mean, they're really good up front. They do a good job in the back end. They guys have to make contested catches against them with all the man coverage and stuff that they do. And so Another week, another good test for us. Yeah, I mean, it's you know that you got to get the ball out of your hands. You can't hold on to it, you know, longer than you usually do because those guys are, you know, the longer that, you know, they're rushing, the more chance of them being able to get to you. So you got to be smart with what you're doing and understand where they're coming from. Yeah, I mean, he's got an ability to hit you with a speed rush. He's got a bull rush. I mean, he's got a lot of different things that he's able to do, and he's a big, strong guy. And so, you know, he's got a lot of different stuff that he's able to do, which, you know, allows him to get those sacks.
Is Sean Smith, is he back this week? Is he able to come back this
week? I think so. I think he is back.
You got Smith, you got Peters, the rookie, both kind of long guys, you know, playmakers on that back end. Did they impress you on the back end as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've had some young guys playing, and you know, one of their corners has two picks already this year, and so yeah, I mean, they've definitely done some good things, and so I mean, it's going to be a good test this week for our guys outside, and I think we'll be ready for it.
How unique is Barry back there?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, he's got a good understanding of what they're doing. He's kind of plays all over. He's been in the box. He's been deep. I mean, he does a lot of different things. And so just his ability to move around, you know, his versatility, this is what big for him.